Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. We got a full house here this evening. Teddy Covers will step up and in straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, and join us where we will be in less than a week's time. It's hard to keep up because I know we're going to be in Toronto in less than a day's time, actually. We've got an early morning flight. And we will be on Game Time Decisions tomorrow, and we will deliver the late night anger management class tomorrow night, because that's how we roll. Even when we're on the road, the rage travels. The rage travels. So we're going to be on Game Time Decisions tomorrow, at least for the first hour of the show. I'm going to be the guest. I'm going to be like set up in the guest spot. I'm going to be set up in a guest spot. We're going to be talking NBA basketball and the NBA playoffs. Our loco, 89-85 right now for the Denver Nuggets. This game's a real roller coaster. It really is. It's up, it's down. It's basically like a toilet seat at a Polish wedding. It's up and down. Credit Steve Ludzig for that line. Great line. It's a great line. Up and down like a toilet seat at a Polish wedding. 89-85, and there's a lot of basketball left. There's 25 seconds left in the third quarter, so we've got a fun fourth quarter of basketball coming up that we'll track and we'll bet on. I've got the Golden State Warriors on the money line, and I've got an in-game over here that I'm riding as well. We gave you the over before the game started. I thought the total was light to begin with at 222. In-game total right now is 230.5, and I think that might be a little light right now. So Teddy Covers will step up and then straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Moak Hamilton will join us from basketballnews.com. Big Card Julio, our Windy City sports reporters. The Chicago Bulls are in business. The Dallas Mavericks are in business right now, as the Utah Jazz evidently look deader than the Jazz scene itself in Salt Lake. 126-118, final score. Dallas have managed to win two out of three games without Luka Doncic. And why are they winning these games? Because Spencer Dinwiddie and specifically now Jalen Brunson continue to go off. Now, Dinwiddie's prop was 20.5. He scored 20, so he stays under by the half a point. Brunson ends up with 31 tonight, but it was a team effort for the Dallas Mavericks, and now they're in a spot that even if Luka doesn't play the next game. Now, if Luka can play, I would try to deliver the knockout punch here, but the Utah Jazz have clearly hit a wall right now. I thought this. Listen, the Utah Jazz's future was sort of predicated on tonight. In a sense. It's like, and listen, everybody says you guys can't do it. You know what I mean? And here you are right now. I got to tell you, maybe we got to give more credit to Shaquille O'Neal, ultimately. If you recall, Shaq came at the Utah Jazz like 2 years ago and told him, I don't think you guys are any good for real. I don't think you can win a big game. And try to prove it to me. He said the Raptors are going to get swept, but he did take it back. Late night Jagger Man's request. This is Sports Rage. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. I am Gable Brent, the Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. NBA playoffs banging right now as we speak, and we've got a good one in the late night hours. Denver up on Golden State, 89-86 right now, late in the third quarter of play. We got a full quarter to break down, and we'll get you caught up to date with the in-game numbers, the overnight numbers, and everything else in between, including the in-game total right now at 231.5. The game is ultimately a pick 'em, basically. Golden State minus 120 on the money line right now. Warriors minus 1.5 in a creek. And, yeah, pretty much a critical contest here if you are the Denver Nuggets. Now, the NBA playoffs, much less predictable than they have been in past years. The Dallas Mavericks don't have Luka Doncic. Well, they don't have any problems because Jalen Brunson is going off and lighting it up. He drops 31 this evening. The Utah Jazz notes were flat tonight. And like a lot of teams in the association, they just hit a wall in the last couple of minutes of the basketball games in a similar fashion to the Toronto Raptors hit a wall in the final minutes of these basketball games. It's not easy to break through in the playoffs, and it doesn't appear as if though the Utah Jazz are going to be breaking through anything right now. Heartbreak in Minneapolis tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves came out hot. They're lighting it up. They had a 25-point lead. You know, teams with 25-point leads, they don't lose. And in fact, we're talking about like 380-8. 380-8. So the last like 388 times in an NBA game that a team was down by 25 or more, they'd only won 8 times. We'll make it 9 because Memphis comes back. And Memphis came back from like multiple. It was the weirdest game ever. Like the Minnesota Timberwolves come out hot. The first quarter run continues. And the first quarter run is dead as well. It's come. Everything comes, right? Nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. Axl Rose was right. Nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. Even betting trends don't last forever. Grizzlies outscored the T-Wolves by 25 points in the fourth quarter. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Let's do this thing. Thursday night throwdown. I am Gable Morenci. It's 93-91 right now for the Golden State Warriors. 10.5 minutes remaining in a basketball game. 10:43 to be exact. So we've got some high drama still set to come. The best reality television show on TV right now, the NBA playoffs. The NHL playoffs will be the most violent and intense, or at least a little bit more violent. Not as violent as it should be, actually. Not as violent as it should be. So crazy stuff tonight. Crazy stuff once again. Every night in the NBA, though. And honestly, we knew and we talked about this for like weeks coming into this thing and months. Oh, the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs are going to be great. They're going to be great. And in the past, they're kind of anticlimactic a little bit, like especially in the early rounds. There's not a ton of drama. The higher seeds usually always win in the NBA playoffs. Yet, it has a different feel to it this year. It has like an NCAA tournament feel to it, to me, for me at least. And also, we're seeing players get injured on a nightly basis right now. So that's another thing. Teddy Cover's going to step up and then straight from a strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got Moak Hamilton a little bit later on. Moak Hamilton, basketballnews.com will join us. Teddy Covers. Teddy. How you doing, Teddy?
RNC. How are you tonight, buddy?
I'm doing okay, Teddy. I'm doing okay. I'm along for the ride, the roller coaster, good and bad. I guess, you know what? I think the NBA playoffs is like going to an amusement park, actually, for real. It's like you have a good time. It's a great thing. It's like the best time of your life. Thinking, oh, this is amazing. And then a few hours later, you feel sick. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm all dizzy. I ate too much. Went on the wrong ride. And I think going on the wrong ride is betting the wrong game, taking the wrong team. But I don't know how much you heard as I was just talking, Teddy, about, like, in the past, like, honestly, like, how many major NBA upsets have there been in the playoffs? Off the top of our head, we still remember Mutombo winning years ago. You know what I mean? The old, oh, the five-game set, it used to happen once in a while. But there wasn't ever really a lot of upsets in the NBA in the playoffs. It was very predictable, and it'll always be, well, it'll get cool and when the conference finals, when the teams are good. Has a different feel to it this year. And the injuries are significant, Teddy. Devin Booker being out for a little while is significant to the Phoenix Suns. Without Chris Middleton, the Milwaukee Bucks can't win. I'm not saying they can't find a way to win the series against the Bulls, but they don't have a hope in hell of winning the title. And if he's already hurt right now, he's going to break down, etc. It really is a war of attrition, Teddy. It's been a wild ride already.
Sure. Yeah, you're talking to someone that had a big bet on Memphis tonight and was kicking himself. Oh, sorry, Minnesota tonight. And was kicking himself at halftime. I should be out of this game already, man. I should be out of this game already. This is a time of year where the quarter bets and the half bets make a whole lot of sense, you know?
Yeah.
And I know Minnesota's going to come out and play strong, and they did. But Minnesota's a stupid team at times, and they were. So the roller coaster wasn't in my favor tonight. It wasn't my favor last night. You know, I had Philly last night, much to your chagrin, I'm sure. We're at no point during the game where the Sixers up by 3 points until Embiid nailed the three to win the game and cover the spread with the, was there a second or two on the clock, whatever it was.
0.7.
There was 0.7. Well, yeah, it was 0.7 once it went through and the guy didn't call timeout. You're right. Because it was 0.9 for Embiid to hit the three, but there was still 2.6 on the clock then or whatever it was. But
you know, you want a nice little story. This is like the insult, Teddy. And not so. I'm a Raptor fan, number one. I already got my tickets for game four, and I'm flying like 6,000 miles around everywhere to go. Now, fortunately, I have some other things that I'm doing as well. I had money on the game, obviously, but I want to get to something you said after as far as the quarters are concerned and the halves and everything. But I didn't realize it, Teddy. I was just so mad. I hated the timeout that they allowed Doc Rivers to run down on the other half of the court. So I was flipping out about that. Shoot. And I never really thought about it. You know, I was just sort of caught up, and then I came on the air, and I start raging and stuff. So it wasn't, Teddy, literally until like 3 in the morning type thing that I'm watching ESPN. And they're showing it on a loop, and oh, the shot, and there's blah blah blah, and I just see like the little stats on the bottom, Joel Embiid 33 points, and then it hit me. I'm like, dear God, I bet the under Joel Embiid 32.5, Teddy.
Oh my God.
So I lost the game, and I lost that prop bet on that shot that I never even thought of because I was so like. Hey, if you know what do they say? If you don't want the heat, don't get in the kitchen, right? If you don't want to lose these things, don't bet on sports, right, Teddy? You gotta suck it up. It is, but I don't want to make you feel any worse or better, for the record. But as far as the Timberwolves are concerned, they led by as many as 26 in the first half. Over the last 25 postseasons, teams that lead by 25 or more at any point in a game were 380-8.
Yeah, I saw that stat.
Yeah, it's fun. Now when you see that, when you see that, it's like, God, that's nice. Like out of like 400 times, basically, it's happened 9 times.
but the thing is, it happens. It's not like it never happens. You know, once in a while, these comebacks can do it. And Minnesota's the kind of team that it can happen to. You know, they
play bad shots late. Yeah,
you know, a lot of bad. And then it was the same. You know. Finch but went off after game two talking about the shot selection. He's like, the whole reason we lost this game, the whole reason they went on their run was because we took bad shots, and we're not going to make that mistake again. And they came out and buried them, and then Memphis went on a run before halftime, and they came out in the second half and buried them again, and then it was like a broken record. You know, you've seen it before. I should have had some 25-1 in my pocket. That was available in game.
Dear God, huh? It's always like,
wow. I should have had a little. I mean, just a taste of it. You know, I didn't have to put a full unit on it, but I should have had something in my pocket because I had a big bet on the T-Wolves.
For me, I came, listen, Teddy, I've been betting the first quarters, as you've been talking about, and it was a 10-0 run, Teddy. It was a 10-0 run of the desperate team coming off the loss, winning the first quarter bet. Not money line, but point spread. First quarter point spreads. 10 in a row. It was 9 in a row coming into tonight, and then the T-Wolves, boom, 10. I was like, yeah, all right. And then I thought, you know what? Utah are going to come out hot tonight, too. And they didn't. Streak came to an end, and then Golden State actually ended up winning. Golden State ended up winning the first quarter as well of their game. So the streak came to an end. But I expect that, you know, and you look at these NBA playoffs, not just sort of the flakier, the younger teams, etc. There's been a lot of the teams, man. There's just these massive runs in these games, and in-game betting opportunities are there. Like, I'm in hindsight, too. I thought after, I'm like, man, you're an idiot. Why didn't you just grab Memphis, at least plus the points after, during the game? I did last night with Boston. I took Brooklyn in the first quarter last night, and when they were up, I was like, you know what? Boston could come back, and I'm getting plus 162, and they did. And we're seeing this a lot, man, Teddy. We've seen it a lot already. That's what I'm saying. We never saw this in the first round before. Like, the first round is a lot funkier than it has been. And we can talk about injuries and excuses, but whatever. The Bulls and the Bucks are tied at one. The Pelicans and the Suns are tied at one. And I'll tell you what, the Pelicans can win this game tomorrow, Teddy, in my opinion.
The betting markets are telling us they can win.
I know. Look at the spread.
And it's kind of ironic because, I love Phoenix to win the West.
Yeah.
I'm like, the only guy they can't lose is Booker. I'm like, they're virtually injury proof. The only guy that, you know, they won with everyone else, and then of course Booker gets hurt. But now you worry about Chris Paul carrying a team, because I don't want Chris Paul carrying. I want Chris Paul as a second option, the third option. I never want Chris Paul as a first.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Option. You know, his teams historically have come up short in the postseason when he's the best guy on the floor for that team. And yeah, that's a concern tomorrow night. It really is a concern moving forward.
Thing is with the Pelicans, too, it's not like they're a Cinderella team, really. Yeah, they were a play-in team, but they started 2-12. Yeah, and they started 2-12. They didn't have a McCollum before. There's a lot to like about these guys. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Blown leads are not just for the NBA playoffs. Seattle Mariners were up 5-0 after the first inning. They scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first, and it's now 6-5 for the Texas Rangers going into the 8th inning. The Mariners just stranded a couple of runners on base. We'll keep you up to date. Teddy Covers, WagerTalk.com, joining us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be there next week. NFL draft rapidly approaching, and I understand, Teddy, it's already chaos on the Strip. They're going to have to shut everything down, man. Like, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I'm not going to go up there, I don't think, man. as a local, you love it when big events bring people to town. It's good for the economy. Keeps everything humming. But when it comes to like dealing with the strip being shut down, everything being shut down, a million guys in town. Yeah, well, you know, my days of the after parties have come and gone, Gabe. I'll probably see, you know, I'll be around, but you know, if you tell me to meet you somewhere, I'll come meet you. But other than that, I'm probably not doing all that much.
Well, we're pretty much going to hunker down, you know, where we're set up at the MGM and stuff, because exactly, I was already hearing stories today, like about streets shut down here because stages are being set up there and all kinds, like just everywhere. I think there's a job fair too. There's like a big job fair going on, like at the Tropicana in the parking lot or something. I don't know, dude. Like there's like everything's closed everywhere. It's going to be chaos. But the bets will be flowing and the NBA playoffs will be going on. I don't know if you know this, Teddy, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know in the past it has been the case. I think they, was it 24 hours they shut it down before the draft? It's like the Nevada Gaming Commission. Is it 24 hours or whatever? Yeah.
There's nothing on Thursday, the day of. I know that. Or that's the way it was in the past. I don't think that's changed. So
you figure, and I know.
Wednesday at midnight.
I know I've asked you about it, and you said, listen, they don't exactly move fast, right? They go at their own speed. They're going to do what they want to do. It just seems crazy to me if you're going to have the draft there and people can't bet it that day of the draft. I think, you know what I mean, at that point, you know, that hopefully we're going to find out. Whatever, I'll be in on Wednesday, so I'll get my final wave of bets in. It'll be fine. I'll get my final wave of bets in, but it just seems to me it's kind of dumb. But a lot of things are dumb in the world. So let's move forward here, Teddy. Instead of living in the past, although we'll keep people up to date. Right now, it's 104-101 for Golden State. 5 minutes left in the game. We'll track it. So the Miami Heat have looked very sharp at home. And there's one thing you notice, Teddy. When teams lose, they're all done and dead and blah, blah. Everyone buries them and everybody sucks and the players get ripped, etc. But I've noticed, too, like, people want to give the trophy to, I don't know, about five teams already this week, right? And it changes. Like, earlier, Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix. When they won game one, Devin Booker's amazing. You know, everything. Chris Paul's amazing. Phoenix. The Miami Heat getting a lot of love. The Sixers getting a lot of love. The Warriors getting a lot of public love now. Not everybody can, not everyone's going to end up winning the championship. But Miami are built for the playoffs, aren't they, Teddy? You look at their roster. This is what they were built for. This is why they brought in Kyle Lowry. They've got a nice mix of veterans and young players on the team. They were in the finals a couple of years ago to the Lakers, and they had bad luck. Everybody got hurt. The Heat do feel like they have unfinished business. I think they're going to beat the Atlanta Hawks, but Atlanta are a good home team, Teddy. How do you feel about this series going back to the ATL now?
Well, I mean, just look at you talked about how this year's first round is different from years past. And I agree with you. And that was kind of clear from the series prices. Normally, first rounds, like, six of the eight series are, like, minus 800 or higher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, non-competitive. And this year, six of the eight series were minus 400 or lower. And the two that were higher were Suns Pelicans and Bucks Bulls that look a whole lot different after two games than they did prior to the start of the series. But included in that, you know, the six teams that were priced at under minus $4, that's, you know, the number one seed Heat against the number eight seed Hawks, which speaks volumes about where Miami is being thought of in the betting marketplace right now. You know, I'm with you. I mean, the Heat, I'm not going to say they're the team to beat in the East, but they're certainly a contender, and Atlanta isn't, you know, especially without Kyle. Atlanta isn't, you know, I mean, the Hawks are Trae Young and you know, and we saw Atlanta give Miami.
But Trae Young is good enough to win games at home by himself. Can he win? Not enough to win the series. So let me ask you, do you think that Atlanta wins one of two at home here? You got to figure they do, right? That they can steal one of two at home?
All I worry about is game three. I'm not thinking about game four yet. You know what I mean? I don't know what the whole dynamic of game four depends on what happens in game three. And I'm in no rush to back Atlanta in game three. I think Miami's the better of the two teams. I haven't gotten to the betting window with the Heat yet. I don't know that I will. I want to make sure Bam Bam's going to play if I do take Miami. But you know, the Hawks gave the Heat everything they had in game two. And not only wasn't enough to win, it wasn't enough to cover. And Miami, you know, pulled away late to make, I mean, they obviously didn't, I'm not saying obviously, but they probably didn't deserve to win by 10. But, you know, the team that bring, you know, Collins was hitting shots, and Hunter was hitting shots, and Young was hitting shots, and Bogdanovich was hitting three. I mean, what's Atlanta going to do different or better this time around?
No, they need Miami to have an off night. That's sort of what it is, right? That the road team takes the pedal off the metal a little bit. But you saw, like, with the Raptors the other night, the Sixers were off. Like, the Sixers were willing to give the game up almost, right? You know, you know, you said they never led. They even they kept taking bad shots in the last 5 minutes, the Sixers, and they're almost like, Toronto, come on, just win the game. If you want to take it, right? And Toronto did it. And then finally around 2 minutes, Philly were like, you know what? All right, screw you guys. Screw you guys. You know, you don't want to win the game. We're going to win the game. Get out of my way. And you're going to see it that play out that way. So where I'm going with this is, I get your trepidation about not wanting to bet on Atlanta here, even though they are a very good home team. Yet I do think the first quarter play, sort of similar to Minnesota. Like, would it surprise you if Atlanta comes out, you know, Trae Young's doing his thing, the crowd's going crazy, they get a lead early, and then boom, fast forward to an hour later, and there's silence in the building. Happens all the time, Teddy, and especially this year in the playoffs.
We can expect it.
Yeah.
We can expect that.
Yeah, like...
But
107-107 now. Denver tied it.
Yeah, but I mean, the bottom line for, you know, the, like, Atlanta first quarter is that, like, I can make an argument for Atlanta first quarter, Atlanta first half. I ain't playing them full game.
Yeah.
You know, they're, as with Toronto, Philly, what happened? You know, Philly is the better team. And even in it, again, the Raptors got everything they wanted to from the Sixers. Sixers had played terrible offensively for extended stretches. They turned the ball over 15 times in the first half and 24 times in the game. You know, Sixers don't have a worse game in them than the one they just played offensively. And it still wasn't good enough for Toronto. And that type of scenario worries me, Atlanta-Miami, because, again, Miami's a better team. I don't take the Heat.
Now, one thing
else. Butler and Lowry are the type of playoff veterans that
it's a nice combo.
I don't expect a letdown in game three. You know what I mean? I don't expect, all right, let's take our foot off the gas pedal. Especially with Philly going up 3-0. You talked about it at the top of the show. Injuries and attrition are the key factor in the NBA playoffs more than anything else. Every game you play versus every day that you don't have to play, you get to rest.
Yeah,
all the difference between winning and losing in the postseason, and Miami's smart enough to know that.
I said the same thing, that smart teams understand that, yeah, you know what, oh, you know, some teams, well, it's okay, we don't need to win, we're going home. I brought it up, a classic example. Look at the Clippers. Clippers in a play-in game last week, it feels like it was forever ago, but like the Clippers and the T-Wolves, they were up, bro. They had them. They're up. They lose. Oh, it's okay, we got a game on Friday against the Pelicans. Boom. Paul George has COVID, right? Well, if you would have won that game, the whole scenario is different after. As you stated, like, it's the more you're on the court, the more chances something bad can happen along the way. But I was going to say to everybody, and I've been a little frustrated too. It's hit or miss, and it's you know, we're all seeing what's going on here in the NBA playoffs. You're on the right side until you're not, type of thing sometimes. How about the odds makers here, Teddy? Being as off as they've been. So listen, this is two games in a row, I should say, with Dallas and Utah, with the total being very low. It didn't sail over the other night like it did, but it still got there comfortably. And now tonight, they come in, what, it closes 207.5, 126, 118 game, doesn't go to overtime. I mean, so we get to 244 points, Teddy. They're off by 36.5 points. And then you got Memphis, Minnesota, similar situation, 237.5, and they couldn't crack 200. They got to $1.99. I mean, it's rare you'll see the odds makers off by 38 and like 27 points like this, Teddy.
Well, it's not the odds makers, the markets. You know, the markets bet Dallas, Utah down today.
Well, they didn't. Yeah, but what? No, no. But what, dude? They were setting this in the 240s. That's not the market. That's the book. You can't blame the market. The book is setting bad totals. They don't know what the hell they're doing with the totals.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's not the market.
I think you're wrong. We'll disagree with that.
Well, if a book sets a number and they're wrong by 40 points, that's not the market. That's doing a bad job.
I fired
the bookmaker for doing this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MMA versus
Cincinnati.
Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
Great play by Jordan Poole. A lot of players, he had a wide open three. Curry missed a three, the rebound came back, and he threw it over to Poole. Poole was all alone in the corner. And a lot of players would have just taken the three, but he took a step, he thought about it, and he took it to the rack. And even though he was contested, he still made a play. Probably should have been an N1. It's 114-111 right now with a buck 30 left. Golden State are up. And Denver are doing sort of what me and Teddy were just talking about. You know, bad teams or average teams just sort of start to fall apart late in these games, Teddy. And last possession, air ball by Denver. They have two possessions ago, air ball on the three. Jokic the foul here before. Now again, turnover. Raptors did the same thing. It was in overtime. They turned the ball over twice in the last like minute and 30 seconds of overtime. It's like you can't just like these. You can't have empty possessions at this time. And here's a three for. They're lucky that didn't go in. 114-111 right now. We'll keep people up to date on this. But, all right, Teddy, no time to argue tonight. I want to get to the other game. So, but I stand by it. I mean, we'll see if it happens all the time. No, but, Teddy, if they open something at 240 and the market bets it to 237, fine. Or they open at 237 and the market, oh, you're wrong, and it's 234. They didn't crack 200, Teddy. The last game did not go over. They're setting a bad number, point blank. They set good numbers like 98% of the time. They've screwed. They don't know with these NBA playoffs. If they did, they wouldn't be putting up these soft-ass totals in the Dallas series either.
So I don't disagree with your concept of 98% of the time the book's going to put up a good number, but not every number is a good number. But when you're talking about the role of a point spread or the role of a total, all right, it's not about getting the score right or getting the final score right. It's about balancing the action. And that's what the books are trying to do.
Yeah, but no, that's not all books care about balancing the action, though, Teddy. That's the old school brick and mortar. Yes. That's all. We don't care what side and stuff. But the modern books are setting numbers on their own.
I don't disagree with that. But the books don't want 100% of the money on one side. Okay? Doesn't matter what book they are, how much liability they're willing to risk. They don't want 100% of the money on one side. And if you hang a total that's way off, you get 100% of the money on one side or pretty close to it. And when you have.
Well, I'll tell you what, Teddy. If I hire an odds maker and he goes a week of giving me NBA totals, I'm the boss and he's setting numbers and he's off by 40 and 50 points every night, then he's going to have a job for about a week with me. I'll tell you that.
Sure, but no odds maker works in a vacuum. It's a global marketplace.
And it doesn't mean they're not wrong. You know, just admit they're wrong.
Utah as an example. Okay, Dallas, Utah opens, a couple of books open 210.5. A couple of books open 209 after the early money comes on the under.
Yeah, and they got to 244.
Yeah, but the betting came, all the money came on the under.
Yeah, but I don't care, Teddy, what the betting came in. What was the final score? No, you act like the bettors have this big power in the world. A sportsbook, Teddy, doesn't care what you are betting on. They don't. They don't care what I'm betting on. They don't care. Like it's an ego thing that everyone thinks, oh, the bettors did this, right? They were off by 40 points, Teddy. 40
so you're
points.
Telling me that the book should have said that with the betting market at 208, that there should have been one bookmaker out there going, you know, I'm hanging a 228 because that's what I think the line should be. And let's take all the under money we can handle.
No, should have been 214, enough to scare people away from betting it.
If one book posts an off-market number, that one book gets pounded with one-way action.
Well, that's called taking a bet. That's called
the power to say, I'm going to set the
that's
line
called
up
taking
5 points
a bet.
Off the market or 10 points off the market, because then you get all the action the other way.
It was like with the USFL. It's like with the USFL stuff. When they said, oh, well, the bad numbers, oh, they already moved. The opening numbers moved. No. Fox Sports Bet just didn't know what the hell they were doing and put bad numbers up. They were the first ones up, and they put bad numbers up. It wasn't that, oh, the bettors moved the numbers. No. How many people have an account with them? How many states
sure,
are they actually in?
This is
just all, oh, the bettors
where
did this.
Two books putting up numbers. This is the NBA playoffs where the
yeah, so it's even worse. It's even worse. It's a higher profile sport that they don't know what the hell they're doing with. That's my point, that the books are as helpless as the bettors are. That was my original point with this. They don't really have a big, especially with the totals. They don't have an edge, right? Because we don't know. It's the playoffs. It should be tighter. It should be defensive, but it isn't. And then the teams that you figure, the teams that are known to be able to score don't. And then the teams, like, if you would have asked people tonight, Teddy, the powerful betting market, the powerful betting market, if you would have asked them, what's going to be the higher scoring game tonight? Dallas and Utah or Minnesota and Memphis? 98% of these jackasses would have told you Memphis, right?
Of course. The total is 30 points higher.
Well, the total was wrong. That was my point.
Yeah, but again, the
and it was wrong in game two.
But you keep saying the bettors, these powerful bettors. Again,
I say that sarcastically.
You're a bookmaker at any book, okay? Any book that takes real action, okay? You know, so you have you take wise guy action, you take public action, you have big limits. You're any one of the major books, all right? There's 20 of them or 30 of them. You're any one of those. You're the bookmaker. You're all powerful. And you set a number that's 5 points off the market or 10 or 20 like you're talking about tonight with your craziness.
No, I'm not saying
that's
set the market 10 and 20 off.
And this is the right number. And if I'm the boss, you better set the right number. You know how that works.
But
every bet at that book.
Yeah, but a good guy is supposed to be able to set a number to at least scare people off of it if he knows it's wrong.
But that's not the marketplace in 2022. It's a global market. No one has the power. The books don't have the
global.
Power.
What the hell does global market
don't
mean?
Have the power.
What do you mean it's a global market?
The markets are the only things that have the power. Harumph. Meanwhile, Dallas is still alive in five.
You act like this global market power. Honestly, especially the newer books, Teddy. They don't care. I'm telling you, point blank. They will set different numbers, and they don't care. Now, obviously, I never said, oh, they should have set it by 20 points differently. But it's the odds maker's job. If they're working from the company's perspective, it's the odds maker's job. See, there's Denver again doing stupid stuff. But just bad shots at the end over and over and over and over again.
They've done it all year.
Me and Teddy will stop the debate here for a second. But, yeah, like that was a pretty seriously useless and wasteful last minute and a half from Denver, wasn't it? No shots, no looks, no nothing, Teddy. Just fell apart.
When you're talking about a team that spends most of the year playing without two of their three best players, what happens? Close games weren't Denver's forte. I'll just put it that way. And that was with teams playing regular season defense. You know, a team like the Warriors playing playoff defense, and when you got a Michigan man like Jordan Poole making smart plays with the basketball late in ball games, you know, heady basketball plays, that's a tough nut for Denver to overcome. It really is.
It's these teams, man, Teddy, that these, you know, they already have talent, but you need the younger, you need another player to step up. Someone that's not making a ton of money, I guess is the best way of putting it. Someone that's not making a ton of money yet on your team. And look at the Philadelphia 76ers with Maxey, right? Oh, we got to get James Harden at all. Harden and Embiid together. Oh, wow, Harden and Embiid together. Well, whatever, right? It's Maxey that's killing it. And Embiid makes some nice passes. You know what I mean? He's doing his thing here, but Maxey has been a massive difference maker right there. And you talk about Poole, and Poole's been a massive difference maker for this team. He's developing into a real star player. So I see right now, not everyone has numbers up, but the speaking of the markets, the Bucks are 2.5-point road favorites. Julio will join us from Chicago in a couple of minutes. Bucks are 2.5-point favorites. Chris Middleton out there, Teddy. We were talking about the Suns and the Pelicans and how the market, and that one, I agree in a sense, or what I said, you know, people think, oh, well, it's only the Pelicans or whatnot. The number speaks for itself, doesn't it?
And if, well, Pelicans, you know, have a big three. You know, that's what people
they
don't
do now.
Get, is that New Orleans has a legitimate big three in McCollum, Valanciunas, and Ingram. You know, three guys who are capable of playing at an all-star level.
A big three they did not have, though, earlier. That's why I think people don't believe it. Because, look, JV, no one really knows Valanciunas, but he's played better basketball as the year has gone on. He's playing great. Brandon Ingram was hurt earlier in the year. When he came back, he actually struggled, and he was cold. And then he just started, he's just tore it up the last 3 months or whatever. And they trade for McCollum. So you're right. They have this new big three that people don't really realize. Like, that's why I was saying earlier, people like, oh, they're a play-in team, and it's sort of this, are they a Cinderella? Yeah, whatever. But they started the season 2-12. I don't need to tell you, Teddy. I mean, systematically, month by month, as the season went on, they were a good team.
Yeah. But the problem with the Pelicans, they made me so much money in the road dog role. That's the role I love them best in. You know,
yeah, now the pressure's on them to win the game, right? Yeah, it's a different, But do they have the different vibe than these other younger teams do because of a McCollum? And, hey, listen, JV's been around the league. He's not a kid. He's played in a lot of playoff games with the Raptors before, too.
This is crazy. I got distracted. I was looking up all, because I started thinking about all the players the Lakers have traded.
yeah, they have a team like around the league. Yeah, well.
It's insane. If the Lakers would have kept these guys, you know, Lonzo,
Julius Randle,
Brandon Ingram,
Zubac, Ball,
Russell, D'Angelo Russell, Larry Nance, Julius Randle.
But they didn't. They got Horton Tucker though. Don't worry. They're a big deal.
Ingram's a stud. He's a second overall pick. You know, Lonzo was a second overall pick. D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, but he hasn't been talked about, Ingram. And you know what I mean? People don't. He's never stepped up. Like, he lived in Zion's shadow, and he's never stepped up in the national spotlight before. But as you stated, he's a great player, and he's got ice in his face. Somebody said the word the other day, and I think it was best about the Pelicans. They're fearless. So I don't know if they have I don't know if the Pels have the same choke DNA that the Nuggets and the T-Wolves do, because we've never really seen them here before. It's a new team. They don't have a DNA. They're like a baby. You know what I'm saying, Teddy? They're new guys together. So I think they might have a little bit more ice in their veins and guts than these other teams do, maybe.
So, like, the teams that spent all year blowing leads. Cleveland, Utah. You know, what did they do in the playoffs? They blew leads.
30 seconds.
New Orleans didn't spend all year blowing leads. New Orleans spent all year, or certainly the back half of the year, stealing games.
Let me ask you, because we'll get you out of here. It's like we bring a closer in a knife for Teddy. We appreciate it, though. Raptors getting swept, yes or no?
Yes.
Cut his mic. Thanks, Teddy. WagerTalk.com.
Telluretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Daddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always a fun throwdown with Teddy Covers. Good stuff, Teddy. And I didn't say that they should have made it. Like I didn't say they should have made the total 20 points higher, 20 points lower, etc. But I was talking from a books perspective, not from the betting perspective, not from the betting market or the bettors perspective, but from the books perspective. It's their job to do enough. Like I knew, I said it on Game Time Decisions. Right, I said, man, I said, this number, I said, they keep setting these low numbers for this Dallas stuff, and I'm not really sure why, right? So if you're convinced, like, oh, there's not going to be any points. We just saw there was points the other night, and we saw, you could tell, like, the series is broken open. Like, they shouldn't be off by that much, but, and I'm not blaming them, right? That my whole point was, this is how unpredictable the damn playoffs have been. This is how unpredictable the playoffs have been. Odds makers are not going to be this off with numbers, like this consistently now. We see this in the NCAA tournament sometimes or a new football league where they don't really know and, oh, it's, you know, it was a crazy little thing. But I guarantee you behind the scenes it's upsetting them because they're getting crushed on this stuff and then they're getting beat in game and then they're getting middled and stuff. You want to talk about markets, that's what's happening. They're setting bad numbers, then they're getting killed with the in game on top of it because the bad number that was set. And I, you know, I'll disagree with Teddy in the sense, it's not the betting market, it's their power rankings. And I'm telling you, like the old school books in Vegas and stuff, they didn't care about sports. They don't care, right? Like for the last 50 years and stuff, the Las Vegas sports betting scene, they don't care about sports. All they care about is, like Teddy said, they want action on both sides. So they make money and they get their little 8% cut, and you know what I mean? And that's that, right? They don't even own the book. It's like in the corner. Why do they put the sports book in the back of the room? These new companies, all they do is they're a sports book. That's all they are doing. It's a different entity. They have a different attitude about it. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.